Thank you for joining me today. Our topic is salvation and what it means for God to save us from our sins. There are two main views under our consideration. One is what I believe to be the biblical view. Salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. But there is another prominent and popular view, and that is that we are saved by what we do. Our good works save us. And as part of this, I've been talking about salvation from sin as the Roman Catholic Church defines salvation. And the Catechism of the Roman Catholic Church, as well as the church councils such as Trent, have been very clear with us. The sacrament of baptism is required for salvation. The Catholic Church derives its belief about baptism from tradition, but they do also use scripture to prove the necessity of baptism for salvation. And there are a couple of texts they use. If you have your Bible there with you, please turn to the New Testament book of John. We have spent time in John's Gospel before, and let's return there now to chapter 3 and verse 5. I'm reading from the Gospel according to John, chapter 3 and verse 5. Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Now, the context, as always, is important. Here, Jesus is in conversation with the Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus. Perhaps you've heard of him. He approached Jesus under the cover of darkness because he was very interested in who Christ was, but he knew that his fellow Pharisees, arch-enemies of Jesus, would accuse him of being a traitor of the highest order if they knew that he went to see Jesus in a friendly manner. Nicodemus is then in dialogue with Jesus, and the matter of how one is saved from sin comes up because Jesus brings it up. Notice how Jesus uses the phrase, "the kingdom of God." Now, in this context, the kingdom they speak about is the millennial kingdom that is today, still future. But the phrase kingdom of God also refers to the sphere of God's salvation. That is, people within the kingdom of God are saved from their sin. To enter the kingdom of God, one must already be saved. And so Jesus tells Nicodemus, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Now, the question is, what does Jesus mean by water here? Does water mean baptism? Is Jesus saying, Nicodemus, unless you have been baptized in water, you cannot enter the kingdom of God? Unless you are baptized in water, then you are not saved. The Roman Catholic Church says that is exactly what Jesus meant. I'm quoting now from The Sacraments and Their Celebration, a book written to assist priests and aspirants to celebrate the sacraments, including, of course, baptism. Quote, "Baptism, the door to life into the kingdom of God, is the first sacrament of the new law offered by Christ to all men that they might have eternal life," John 3:5, unquote. In other words, first one is baptized, and then one has eternal life, and then one is saved from sin. Baptism is required for salvation in the Roman Catholic Church. John chapter 3 and verse 5 is used as biblical support for this teaching. But Jesus is not talking about baptism in John chapter 3 and verse 5. In fact, this verse has nothing to do with baptism. Let me show you what I mean. Actually, just let Jesus show us what he means. Let's keep reading in verse 6. Rather than isolating one verse, let's understand what Jesus is saying to Nicodemus in context. I'll read John chapter 3 and now verses 5 and 6 together. Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." The phrase "born of water" in verse 5 parallels the phrase "born of the flesh" in verse 6, just like the phrase "born of the Spirit" in verse 5 parallels the phrase "born of the Spirit" in verse 6. To be born of water and to be born of the flesh means physical birth. Flesh means physical, right? To be born of the Spirit and to be born of the Spirit means spiritual birth. So as each person has had a physical birth in order to live on earth, so too each person must have a spiritual birth in order to live in the kingdom of God. The words of Jesus are that simple and direct when read in context. And of course, this is further made obvious by the context of the entire Gospel of John. However we interpret this verse, we must interpret it in the light of all the other verses in John, and the entire Bible for that matter. So listen to these from John. John chapter 5 and verse 24, Jesus is speaking, and he says this of himself. "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life, and does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life." Jesus is telling us, if we listen to him and believe God who sent him into the world, then we will have salvation, eternal life. We will not come into judgment, but we will pass death and go right into eternal life in heaven. Jesus is salvation. Notice how Jesus does not mention baptism or any other work. He only says, "Believe in me." And then in John chapter 8 and verse 24, Jesus is speaking again. "Therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins. For unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins." Jesus is saying, unless you believe, and there is that word believe again, unless you believe that I am God, then you will die in your sins. You cannot be saved from your sin unless you believe that I am God. Notice how Jesus does not mention baptism or any other work. He only says, believe that I am he. Believe in me. Believe in Jesus. And finally, as time marches on, in John chapter 20 and verse 31, Jesus gives us this theme to his entire gospel. This is why he says that he wrote the entire book of John. This is the Apostle John speaking. "But these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, you may have life in his name." Again, the word believing, but nothing about baptism. John does not mention baptism or any other work. He only says, believe. In order to receive salvation from sin, believe in Jesus Christ, Christ alone. When we pull all of this together, the phrase born of water in John chapter 3 and verse 5 cannot mean baptism. It cannot, and it does not. Based on what the Bible says, the sacrament of baptism is not required in order for God to consider you saved from sin. No sacrament is required before God will consider you saved from sin. They are not required. The Bible stands in direct contrast to the teaching of the Roman Catholic Church. Now, you might ask, or you might not, doesn't baptism mean anything to you, Swallow? Oh, yes. Baptism is deeply meaningful and entirely biblical. In fact, Jesus commanded baptism. Anyone who has faith in Jesus Christ, who believes in Jesus Christ for salvation, is commanded to be baptized. In Matthew chapter 28 and verses 19 through 20, Jesus commands his followers, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you." Jesus commands baptism. I have been baptized, and I strongly encourage every Christian to be baptized by immersion in water soon after the person is saved from their sin by God's grace alone, by their faith alone, in Christ alone. As a pastor, I baptize people regularly. But notice I said after salvation. Baptism follows faith. Baptism follows belief in Christ. It does not come before faith. It does not come before belief. And therefore, baptism does not come before salvation. And/or baptism is not required for salvation. Jesus never put baptism before faith, before belief. This is why I believe the Roman Catholic Church teaching is wrong about this, and why a works-based salvation is so dangerous. Jesus never taught it. Now, if you disagree with me on this, then write to me and tell me. Offer me correction, please. I'm sincere about this. Or if you have questions about what I have shared today, also write. My email address to be repeated soon is mark at markaswallow.com. That's M-A-R-K at M-A-R-K-A-S-W-A-L-L-O-W.com. Write to me today. And some of you might say, wait, my priest didn't mention John 3:35, but he gave biblical proof for the sacrament of baptism in other Bible passages. All right, fair enough. Write to me with those and we can correspond off air. Because when you come back tomorrow, I want to begin to talk about another sacrament that Catholic friends hold dear, and that is the Holy Eucharist, or the Mass. Is it biblical for Catholic people to be so insistent that you attend the Mass? This will be particularly interesting to those of you who have had parents who you believe keep forcing you, or did force you, to attend the Mass, as well as for those of you parents who did the forcing. So over the next couple of days, I'm going to do what I did today with baptism. Take one of the seven sacraments that the Catholics say is a requirement for salvation and contrast that with what the Bible has to say about it. But first, tomorrow, I need to do a little more Bible teaching. I'm simply highlighting the difference between works-based salvation as found in Catholicism and grace-based salvation as found within the Bible. I'm contrasting the two. I think this is very important for us to do in light of Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. The gospel is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. We must get this matter of how God saves us from our sin correct. It's very important that we do so, and so that is what we're doing together here on God Is. So join me tomorrow, if you would, on this same station, at this same time, as we continue to examine salvation, as we continue to examine belief and faith in God, right here together on God Is.